I'm Jim Benson, and you're listening to TV Time Machine on Intelligent Talk, 1170 KCBQ. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and visit our show archives at tvtimemachine.com.
People expect you to be a certain way. They laugh if you are. They laugh at you if you're not.
Today on the TV Time Machine, we stand up to a very serious problem, bullying. In this edition of our program, we are proud to welcome Kenton Duty and Kat McNamara, the stars of the anti-bullying TV movie, Contest. Mr. Duty is a popular teen actor who co-starred in Disney Channel's hit TV series Shake It Up, and Ms. McNamara also starred in Disney Channel's Girl vs. Monster. Over the next segment, Kenton Duty and Kat McNamara will help us explore virtually every aspect of this important movie, which premieres Sunday, October 6th at 6 p.m. on Cartoon Network, as we discuss the topic of bullying and the efforts underway to address this serious problem. Again, for those of you intrepid enough to fight back, feel free to become the victor as we leave bullying in the past by showing courage in the present. Kenton and Kat, thank you for coming on board the TV Time Machine. Now, you're the stars of the movie Contest, which airs Sunday, October 6th at 6 p.m. on Cartoon Network. Now, Kenton, tell us about Contest and the story it tells.
Well, I play Matt Prilick, who is the high school jocks, all-star athlete, you know, top of the food chain at the high school. And I'm also a bully. And Matt is a bully. I am not a bully.
I am
the bullied most often. So Matt is also a bully, and his primary target is Tommy Dolan, and who's played by Danny Flaherty, the wonderful Danny Flaherty. And some events occur in the film where Matt is forced to befriend Tommy, and it begins to cause some conflicts within his, you know, his own psyche, if you will. And he contradicts him who he really is, and I think it's very interesting to watch.
And I play Sarah O'Malley in the film, and she's a new girl in town, so she's a bit of an outsider, and she has more of an objective point of view as to all the bullying situations that are going on. So she can see through a bit of the games that some of the characters play. And she tries to warn Tommy, the victim of the bullying, to be careful. Whether or not he listens to her and whether or not her suspicions are right is something people will just have to wait and see when they watch the film.
Kenton, how important was it for you to be involved in a project such as this? And what do you think Contest's most important message is?
For me, it was very important to take part in this film and really tell a tasteful story that makes a very good point to the audience. I just hope that, you know, when Contest comes out and everybody's watching it, that, you know, that some questions come up and that they bring them up to those around them, and the conversation gets started on how we can prevent this from happening to others and ourselves. And I mean, Cartoon Network has a great campaign that they've been doing for a few years now, and it's called StopBullyingSpeakUp.com, and it has great tools for educators and teachers and parents and kids, and it has very useful tools, and I think that that's something that can really help to get this epidemic starting to go down.
Yeah, this question is for both of you. What would you say to both parents and young people who are dealing with the issue of bullying? What is the best thing that they can do if they're involved in that situation?
Well, the first thing that kids need to know if they're being bullied is that it's not their fault. You know, they are amazing, and they're wonderful selves, and that's incredible. You know, every person has a gift that only they can offer the world, and in being themselves and in celebrating that, they can share it and help make the world a better place. In a way that no one else can. But, you know, if you're involved in bullying, the first thing you need to do is you need to speak up. That's the whole background behind Cartoon Network Stop Bullying, Speak Up campaign. That's the way we can stop bullying. You know, tell a parent, tell a teacher, tell a friend's parent, tell your principal, someone at your church, tell whoever you can. Because bullying can escalate from a situation that can seem like not a big deal to a situation that can be very dangerous very quickly. And it's important that someone's aware so they can step in to help if they need to.
Were you guys personally ever bullied in school?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm from Texas, and I was, you know, the smallest kid in my class for most of my life. And I also have food allergies, which are chocolate and wheat. And so, I mean, I'm not going to go into horrific detail on it, but...
Right.
Yeah, I went through a lot.
And I was bullied quite a bit as well growing up. I even had my face smashed into a water fountain once because someone didn't like me. So it's a really horrific experience and not something that anyone needs to go through or should go through.
Yeah, in junior high school, I once stood up to a bully and I socked him in the mouth. But I was the one that was punished. Is that a problem still in terms of the victim being treated like the aggressor?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
Definitely.
That's one of the reasons that we are trying to. Ourselves who are involved with the contest as well as Cartoon Network is trying to promote ways to stop bullying without, you know, getting in trouble for it or causing more violence. So that's why all of these resources are there, to help kids know what to do and how to speak up and how to, you know, be an effective bystander, if you will. You know, if you see bullying happening, obviously you need to tell someone what's going on, just as you would if you were the one being bullied. But, you know, if you see someone who's maybe down because somebody made fun of them, just go be a friend. Go show them that there's someone out there that loves them and appreciates them for who they are.
Now, Kenton, I understand that you've contributed songs to Contest, including one called Breaking the Surface. How did that come about?
The producers of the film, we all sang, and we had, like, campfire nights. And, so, you know, I'd pull out my guitar.
Those
and,
are fun.
Danny would pull out his guitar, and everybody would just sing. We'd take requests, and the producers thought that might be a really good way to, add something really special to the film and add some another outlet to get the message out. And I went in and we wrote this song, and I think it's a good inspirational song. And whenever I've performed it live, I can really tell, you know, it really gets to the heart of people, and I think that's really something special.
Kenton and Kat, where can people find out more about yourselves and Contest and the Stop Bullying Speak Up campaign online?
Well, as far as Stop Bullying Speak Up goes, definitely go to stopbullyingspeakup.com to view all of the resources and the videos and everything. Contest, the film itself, will be airing on Cartoon Network October 6th at 6 p.m., 5 Central. And check out the soundtrack. It's on iTunes now. It was released on the 30th, and there are music videos. Kenton's was released, and the music video for my track, Chatter, is now up on Vevo and YouTube, and be sure to check it out.
And as far as finding stuff about us, we both have our websites, mine, KentonDuty.com, hers.
Just IMDb is the best
right.
for mine.
Exactly.
Another aspect of StopBullyingSpeakUp.org, there's a pledge that, you know, kids, parents, educators, anyone can go online and take this pledge to, you know, be a friend to those who are bullied and to speak up and to help make a difference. And millions of people have already participated, so let's keep those numbers going up.
Exactly. Kenton Duty and Kat McNamara, the stars of the movie Contest, which airs Sunday, October 6th at 6 p.m. on Cartoon Network. Kenton and Kat, it's been a tremendous pleasure having you aboard the TV Time Machine. Feel free to join us again in the future or in the past.
Oh, clever. I like it.
I was born Mary Tyler Moore.
Is Jesse Donald Knotts.
Fred McFeely Rogers.
Leslie Moonves.
Isabel Sanford.
Leslie Renee Stahl.
Robert Edward Turner.
Regis Francis Philbin.
Aaron Spelling.
Since 1999, the Archive of American Television has been preserving the memories, knowledge, and insights of the men and women whose talents and vision have helped shape this remarkable medium. Over 500 video interviews with these TV legends are now available on the Archive of American Television website at metvlegends.org. There you can sign up to receive news, updates, and also become a sponsor to help preserve television history for generations to come. That's metvlegends.org.
The mythological proportions of Star Trek provide something that's missing in people's consciousness, psyche.
The Archive of American Television. Capturing television history, one voice at a time.